In Brussels, the celebrations have already begun as the Croatian flag joins the 27 others in the political heart of the European Union. So, how will life change for the ordinary Croatian? James Kerlinzi is from the London School of Economics and Political Science.
A lot of the day-to-day elements of life, if you like, have already probably come into force, you know, with the laws that have been changed as part of the EU harmonisation. But of course, it's that sort of sense of actually being there, being part of the club, having that freedom of movement across the European Union.
Full membership means that Croatia will be able to sell its products tariff-free across the EU. Croatian Chamber of Commerce head Nadan Vidosevic says the country is joining the EU with its eyes open.
We will jump in the cold water and start swimming, you know, but we decide to jump in the water because we believe it will be at the end something what will make pleasure to us. What is meaning of pleasure? Welfare for the citizens of my country.
But after 5 years of economic crisis in Europe, polls show few Croatians are enthusiastic about membership or have faith in the EU's institutions. Croatia is enduring its own economic crisis. Government debt is growing, and two ratings agencies have downgraded government bonds to junk status. The EU has already set aside $855 million to subsidize Croatia this year. While Croatia will gain access to the EU market, the reverse also applies, and many analysts say uncompetitive businesses will struggle with the competition. Karina Stratulat is an analyst at the European Policy Centre.
We have worked very hard during the 10-year long engagement, and now both parts, I think, are entering this this marriage very much aware of the fact that hard work lies ahead.
The EU funds will help renovate Croatia's heritage in cities like Dubrovnik. In 1991, the city came under siege from the Yugoslav army and navy. Over the following years, Croatia and her neighbours were consumed by the Balkan conflict. There is still resentment that the rest of Europe did not do more to end the conflict. Again, James Kerlinzi.
There were a lot of voices in Southeast Europe which were appalled when the EU was awarded the Nobel Prize last year. But I think it's fair to say that, you know, a lot of the peace and stability that we see in the region now is a direct consequence of the process of EU enlargement.
Kerlinzi says that transformation is giving encouragement to other EU candidate members like Serbia. And he is optimistic that on July the 1st, many Croatians will acknowledge the progress that has been made in 20 years. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.